We've just heard how salt has been hugely influential in our ability to preserve food. And although we now have fridges, we do still use a lot of it in the kitchen. In fact, we probably use far too much. Reportedly, many Western countries are now way above the daily guideline for salt intake. For an adult, that's 6 grams per day. And to put that into perspective, there's about 0.5 gram of salt in a small bag of crisps or a ham and cheese sandwich. But what does salt actually do to our insides? Well, we're joined by Vignesh Selvaraja, who's a kidney doctor from Adam Brooks Hospital in Cambridge. And also, I think it's fair to say, Vignesh has a particularly personal insight into the effects of salt and blood pressure. Welcome. Tell us what happened to you.
Thank you. I am a researcher in salt-related disease, and I had a stroke last year, interestingly enough. I had a bleed in my brain that was typical of a hypertensive stroke, which is a stroke you get with high blood pressure.
Now, we should be clear here. You're in your 30s.
Yes.
So very young for someone, because most people who have strokes are older.
Yes, I had normal blood pressure, I had a healthy diet, and I was a runner. So that was really unexpected and unlucky.
What happened that day?
Well, I was running a half marathon. I came back, I felt unwell, and about 8 hours later, I lost my ability to speak. I lost all power on my right side. I lost my vision, and I collapsed. I basically was close to dying, but fortunately the bleeding stopped just in time for me to avoid surgery.
But you have made a very good recovery. Admittedly, you do struggle a little bit with movement.
I do.
But for someone to be in that state and to now be being interviewed on a radio programme, that's a dramatic turnaround.
Certainly. My wife has been very supportive, and I've done a lot of physio, and we were actually drilling holes, hanging up curtains this morning. So it's been a long, long journey. But, you know, I've been improving slowly and steadily.
For a kidney doctor who spends a lot of his time worrying about his patient's blood pressure, this must give you enormous insight into what the consequences can be.
Certainly. I've always told my patients to watch their blood pressure, because high blood pressure is associated with stroke. But from now onwards, I can tell them I know what it feels like to have a stroke. And I know nobody wants to have one.
What is the relationship between salt and blood pressure? What's that guidance based on? What's the evidence?
Over the last 100 years or so, there's been a number of studies looking at the relationship between salt intake and blood pressure. And without a doubt, it's right to say that populations which consume more salt have higher blood pressures. What is also interesting is we used to think that increasing our blood pressure with age was inevitable. In actual fact, in populations with low salt intake, such as indigenous populations, you don't see a rise in blood pressure with age.
How do you know, when you talk about indigenous populations, that this is not a genetic thing? These people are all genetically the same, and the whether or not they add salt to their diet is just a confounding variable. It's one of these bystander effects. It has nothing to do with the reality of the blood pressure.
In the very large studies carried out more than 50 years ago called the InSalt study, it looked at indigenous people in their own environments and those people who moved to the cities. And we watched these people change when they entered different environments and had more salt. Their blood pressures went up.
Do we know why?
The actual mechanism for salt increased blood pressure is debatable, but most people think that increasing your salt intake increases the amount of blood volume, and that pushes up your blood pressure.
Why should eating more salt increase your blood volume? What's the mechanism of that?
Sodium controls where water goes. So the extracellular volume, which is 1/3 of all the water in your body, tends to be bound to sodium. So if you eat more sodium, you tend to drink more, and you tend to keep more volume in that extracellular space.
So if there's more water in the blood vessels, they're stretching the blood vessels more.
Certainly.
Therefore, the pressure's going to be higher.
Exactly.
Why do we think that people's salt intake has risen in this way?
Most of the salt we eat isn't from the salt that we add to our food. It's actually from processed foods, things like bread, cereals, cheese, sausages, and bacon. We become very used to eating processed food. And in processed food, we have incredible amounts of salt. A slice of bread used to contain the same amount of salt as a packet of crisps. When this was highlighted by an organization called CASH, the food and beverage industry realized it had to cut back on salt. And that was quite alarming, the fact that people were eating salt and not realizing how much they were actually eating.
And what you're saying, that because we have all this intake, we've almost adapted to expect that taste. And so when things don't have that much salt, we don't like them.
We certainly rely on salt to make food taste better. It appears that salt helps us to enhance the taste of sweetness and decrease the taste of bitterness and make the flavour of a food taste more full. It's interesting that the processes by which this occurs is not fully understood, but it certainly implies that salt makes our food taste better to us.
So what would you prescribe then? A better chef?
I would certainly encourage people to read the labels of what they buy. If you buy processed food like bread or meat, read what's on the labels. Very often, what you see is not what you expect. We are advised to eat no more than 6 grams of salt a day. You'd be surprised how easily you can reach 6 grams.
Where did that 6 grams come from?
Number of studies done over the years showed that 6 grams, the salt intake you have, is associated with ideal blood pressures and therefore reduced risk of heart attacks, strokes and heart failure.
And what proportion of people do you think actually hit that 6 grams a day target?
Minority. In the most recent survey called the National Diet and Nutrition Survey, the average salt intake for a male in England was 9 grams. The average salt intake for a woman was 7 grams. So overall, we are still eating too much salt.
So we really do need to cut down. Thank you very much. That's Vignesh Selvaraja, who's a kidney doctor at Adam Brooks Hospital and who also has a very unique insight into the importance of getting your blood pressure right.